Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Art Trees podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, The Complete Family Guide to Schizophrenia, Helping Your Loved One Get the Most Out of Life by clinical psychologist Kim T. Muser and clinician and consultant Susan Gingerich is a practical mental health guide written for families and other close supporters of people living with schizophrenia. Rather than presenting the condition as a hopeless, purely chronic decline, the book argues that improvement and a meaningful life are realistic when effective treatment is paired with steady, informed family support. It explains core features of schizophrenia in accessible language and then moves into concrete guidance on what to do day-to-day, how to work with treatment providers, respond to symptoms, reduce the risk of relapse, and support rehabilitation goals such as friendships, independent living skills, and employment. A distinctive element is its explicit focus on recovery-oriented thinking, emphasizing problem solving, prioritizing needs, and helping a loved one set achievable life goals. The book also attends to the differing concerns of parents, siblings, partners, and children, recognizing the family system as a key context for long-term stability. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding schizophrenia and replacing myths with workable knowledge. A central contribution of the book is its clear explanation of schizophrenia for non-specialists, aimed at reducing fear and confusion that commonly follow a new diagnosis. It distinguishes symptoms that families may observe, such as hallucinations, delusional beliefs, disorganized thinking, or social withdrawal from the person behind the illness. This framing helps relatives respond with less blame and more effective support. The authors emphasize that schizophrenia is treatable and that many people improve over time, especially when they have consistent access to care and a supportive environment. The goal is not to oversimplify the illness, but to give families enough accurate understanding to make practical decisions and communicate effectively with clinicians by addressing common misconceptions and unrealistic expectations. The book positions families to be constructive partners in care rather than crisis managers reacting moment by moment. It also helps readers anticipate that symptoms and functioning can change across time, which encourages planning, patience, and realistic hope. This foundation matters because informed families are better able to recognize early warning signs, encourage treatment adherence, and keep day-to-day interactions calmer and more respectful. Secondly, treatment options and how families can collaborate with services. The book surveys major treatment approaches and translates them into questions and choices families can use in real clinical settings. Medication is presented as one important tool for many people, with an emphasis on working with prescribers to monitor benefits, side effects, and long-term adherence challenges. Beyond medication, the authors highlight psychosocial and rehabilitation approaches that help people build skills and pursue goals, reinforcing that symptom reduction alone is not the same as recovery. Families are guided on how to engage with mental health systems, including learning the roles of different providers and understanding that effective treatment often involves coordination across services. The practical focus is on collaboration rather than control. Families can support appointments, help track changes in symptoms or functioning, and encourage follow-through, while respecting the loved one's autonomy and dignity. The book also underscores that treatment needs change across phases, from acute episodes to longer-term stabilization and community living. This broad view helps families avoid an all-or-nothing mindset about care, and instead pursue a flexible plan that can adapt to setbacks, transitions, and evolving priorities. Thirdly, managing daily challenges, communication, problem-solving, and difficult moments. A distinctive strength of the guide is its attention to everyday problems that strain families, including conflict, miscommunication, and behaviors that may be confusing or disruptive. The authors encourage a structured, calm approach to problem solving that reduces escalation and keeps the relationship intact. Rather than relying on confrontation or repeated debates about unusual beliefs, families are coached to focus on safety, functioning, and shared goals. Communication strategies emphasize clarity, listening, and reducing criticism, which can be important in households under chronic stress. The book also helps families decide what to prioritize, since trying to fix everything at once often backfires. By breaking challenges into manageable steps, relatives can support progress without becoming overwhelmed or resentful. The guidance is meant to be realistic for long-term caregiving, when energy and patience vary and when symptoms may fluctuate. Families also learn that caring effectively includes caring sustainably, with attention to boundaries and predictable routines. Overall, the approach aims to help households move from constant crisis response to steadier day-to-day coping, making it easier for the loved one to engage with treatment and pursue incremental improvements. Fourthly, reducing relapse risk and responding early to warning signs, relapse prevention is treated as a practical, learnable process in which families can play a meaningful role. The book emphasizes that relapses are often preceded by changes in sleep, stress, social behavior, or early symptom shifts, and that noticing these changes early can support timely adjustments in care. Families are encouraged to work with the loved one and treatment team to develop an action plan for what to do when warning signs appear, including who to contact and how to reduce immediate stressors. This planning helps avoid panic and reduces the likelihood that problems escalate to emergencies. The authors also address environmental factors within the family context, such as high conflict patterns and overwhelming demands, that can make stability harder to maintain. The overall message is balanced relapse risk can often be reduced, but no plan removes uncertainty entirely. By treating relapse prevention as part of normal long-term management, the book helps families shift from self-blame to constructive preparation. This topic connects directly to the recovery orientation of the guide, because avoiding or shortening relapses can preserve relationships, housing, work efforts, and the sense of momentum that supports hope. Lastly, supporting recovery goals, relationships, work, independence, and family roles. The guide frames recovery as more than symptom control, focusing on helping a loved one build a life that includes purpose, connection, and achievable responsibilities. It discusses how families can encourage goal setting while keeping expectations realistic and individualized. Practical areas include rebuilding friendships, participating in community life, and exploring education or employment when feasible. The authors present rehabilitation as a process of skill building and support, often requiring patience and repeated practice rather than a single breakthrough. A notable feature is attention to how different relatives experience the illness and how their roles shape support needs. Parents may focus on long-term security and care coordination. Partners may face relationship and future planning pressures. Siblings may balance concern with independence. And children may need age-appropriate explanations and emotional support. By acknowledging these differences, the book helps families reduce misunderstanding within the household and distribute support more thoughtfully. The recovery emphasis also protects against a narrow identity of patient and caregiver, reminding families to notice strengths, celebrate small gains, and keep a long view. This orientation helps sustain hope and promotes dignity for the person living with schizophrenia. In conclusion, this book is best suited for family members and close supporters of someone with schizophrenia, whether the diagnosis is new or the family has been coping for years. It is also useful for clinicians, peer advocates, and caregivers who want a family-centered resource that combines clinical realism with a strong commitment to recovery. Readers gain practical benefits, a clearer understanding of what schizophrenia can look like, a better grasp of treatment and rehabilitation options, and concrete ways to communicate and solve problems without fueling conflict. The guide also supports families emotionally by normalizing uncertainty and strain, while consistently reinforcing that meaningful improvement is possible. What makes it stand out in its category is the combination of comprehensive scope and day-to-day usability. Many books either focus heavily on medical explanations or offer inspirational messaging without enough actionable guidance. Muser and Gingerick bridge that gap by outlining workable strategies for relapse prevention, coping with challenging behaviors, and collaborating with services, while keeping the ultimate aim on quality of life. The attention to different family roles adds another layer of relevance, since the practical and emotional burdens vary across parents, partners, siblings, and children. Overall, it is a strong foundational guide for families seeking both accurate information and a realistic pathway towards stability, independence, and hope. If you would like to support Kim T. Muser PhD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.